Well, Danny, I don't know how it ended 0-0, but give us your assessment of that 0-0 draw with Fleetwood.
As games go, very entertaining 0-0, I have to say. There was chances galore at both ends, weren't there? More the first half for them and more the second half for ourselves. And it was a surprise that it did finish that way. Maybe the finishing from both teams needs to be improved a bit. But I have to say, I mean, talking of, personally, I think first half we struggled to get to grips with our formation rather than get to grips with their formation more than anything. We were a yard short in certain areas. We were just getting to certain positions and they were already there. And it causes problems, and so we had to change the system around slightly second half, and it worked much better for us. And all of a sudden, we started putting a foot on the gas, and then you saw the chances that we've created and chances we've missed, unfortunately. But overall, I think if you say coming to here at this part of the season, and the way that they've been going recently, I suppose it's a decent point for us. We'd love to win it, and certainly the chances that we had, we possibly should have won it. I'm not going to talk about their chances because they should have won it in Graham's eyes, but certainly from our point of view, the second half, the chances we had, we should have won the game, but we haven't, but we take a point away on our travels, which is always important.
That 25 minute period after the break, your side were utterly dominant. You went 4-4-2, didn't you? It seemed to, like you say, settle them down a little bit.
Well, we did. I mean, and I think we seemed a little bit more comfortable in that little area as well. I think Luke and Connor had a little bit of a problem, playing in a bit narrower. Mm-hmm. And I think in the second half, they found the feet better, and in doing so, it gave us more confidence. We got our full backs going further forward, in particular on the left hand side, so it gave them a little bit more freedom.
You mentioned the chances that both sides had, but you kept a clean sheet, and after the weekend, that must have been at the top of your list of priorities.
I'm delighted with a clean sheet, and I think Big John's come in and he's done brilliant. And when you play away from home, you're going to be bombarded with balls in the box. The first half we were, and John was excellent at times, and him and Lewin, together with them, and again with Adam in goals as well, kept a very, very good goal today. Away from home, a clean sheet is just the tonic we needed after last week.
Leroy Leiter, that chance at the end was a glorious chance.
It is, and I think the only thing I can say in his favour is that he came over a lot of bodies and may just have lost sight of it, and I think he anticipated it coming there, but may have lost sight of the ball, and we'd have put our house on him, because that's how he's made his career, hasn't he? But we have to move on. It's unfortunate, but we have to move on.
Dale Jennings showed his best side tonight as well, didn't he? He had a couple of chances, rattled the woodwork at one point and was seemingly always a bit of a thorn down this left-hand side.
Well, that's what Dale is, I think that I think him and Joe, they can, because they've both got good pace and they've both got good deliveries, they can cause problems. Geno comes on his right, Joe's on his left, they're difficult to pick up. But it's more like Geno, away from home, you need that counter-attack ability. With pace, and we had some pace in the team today to allow us to do that.
And it's still unbeaten away from home.
Well, it is, and the longer that continues, the better. We've got another tough game on Saturday at Port Vale, who again, as you know, farm well, they're not in a good time at the moment in time, but that makes them even more dangerous in my view. So but we've got to go there, and we've got to try and put a performance on like we did the second half in for 90 minutes if we can.
Final point from me, Kane Hemmings, did he come off with a bit of a knock? He seemed to be holding his right leg when he was coming
up. No, it's just his calves are really tight. You have to remember as well, he's only played virtually one and a half games, and I think from that point of view, he's just tightened up, so we brought him off.